associating so much with these generational causes. When we have our own generational blessing,
your sister forgiving, that means that you are a candidate for the miraculous. It does not matter where you are. Once you hear my voice, the power of God will meet you. And this is the record that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that has the Son has the life. We have the life of the Son of God. We are not ordinary.
You're about to listen to the visionary of Manifold Grace Ministries.
We rise, we mount up with prophetic words, prophetic possibilities. There are possibilities that the preserve of particular giftings. And today I'll be talking about the possibilities of a prophet. And I won't talk too long so that we can pray and see the power of God come upon people. You don't need to wait till a particular time for things to happen to you. In a meeting like this, every second is a Kairos moment of manifestation. Every second is a Kairos. And you hear the testimonies from here. Every second, you are seeing visions, you are brought into new, something is breaking inside you. You are entering Rehoboth, God is bringing you into Reviah. Every second is a manifestation of Kairos moments. And so one of the things that prophets do is that prophets bring possibilities to us. I'm a Word of Faith preacher, but I found out that one of the things that we labored under as Word of Faith, I have more good points, we labored under was the fact that many times the new generation of Word of Faith did not understand the possibilities of giftings of God in our midst. And so everybody thought that somebody had a particular possibility because he was praying more or because he was studying the Bible more. I know if I settle down and study the Bible, I'll be able to teach better than that person that is a teacher. There is a grace for every gifting. There is a grace for every gifting. And one of the greatest things a man of God can do is to become comfortable in the skin of his gifting. Paul said, I magnify my office. Anything that God has called you to do, be comfortable, be happy in that thing. Whether society has made it popular or not. And why is this so? Because in every generation, God has a witness. And because of God's love for a generation, God brings potters into that generation to introduce particular graces to a generation. The reason why there was dark ages was because the word of God was kept away from people, one, and because the anointed was not present. If you look at the healing revival of 1947-1958, the major portal of that healing revival was William Branham. If you look at it one way or the other, the rest caught the healing grace from him. Either through him directly, like people like T.L. Osborne, or through somebody that had the grace of God upon them. And so there is a possibility that comes when prophets come. And that possibility, most times, it is just for the period that the anointed is around. And so many times you come into a meeting like this looking for information instead of looking for light. Because light encapsulates everything that the anointed brings to you. Whether it is revelation knowledge or it is the tangible power of God. The apostles, when they were rejected, Paul and Barnabas said it was necessary that the gospel be preached unto you first. But seeing that you reject it and turn away from me, from it, we turn to the Gentiles. For so as the Lord commanded us, I have raised you to be a light unto the Gentiles. Light. And that light encapsulates everything that God wants to do. And the way we catch light is not by looking for information. The way we catch light is by opening our hearts to manifestation. By saying, anything I need in this hour, there is something coming out from here that will be the answer to my heart's cry. Praise God forevermore. So when prophets come, there are particular manifestations of God that a prophet must come for that manifestation to happen. And thank God this past 1 week, God has brought prophets and anointed our way this past 1 week. There are particular manifestations that will not happen unless a prophet is present. I said it during Miracle and Healing Convention, in as much as we teach the anointing of God's Spirit and we teach faith in God's word, faith in the anointing, it is remarkable, it is significant that in scriptures, even in the New Testament, everybody that got healed in the New Testament got healed because the anointed was around. We stand on God's word to get healed, but Bible examples, there is nobody inside scriptures. New Testament, everybody there got healed because the anointed was present. The woman with the issue of blood, it is that she heard that she didn't get healed in her room. She heard that Jesus was around. And it was Jesus that she touched that the flow of blood dried up. The Bible says that in Joppa, there was a disciple that had died. They could have gathered to pray. But then they heard that Peter was not far away and they brought him. And that's why we say, when God wants to turn your life around, he shortens the distance between you and the anointed. That God might make the anointed to be physically uncomfortable for your sake. That the anointed might be in a place satisfied there, eating miraculously, ravens bringing flesh to him, drinking from the brook of cherries. But then there is a woman that is praying, and I don't know why. Why did heaven give her the answer one hand? But instead, God made the prophet uncomfortable. The brook dried up, the raven ceased to come, so that we arise from there. And then God said, go to Sarepta. Why? Because of the prayer of a woman. Because there are many times that the answer to our prayers is by the coming of the prophets. So prophets bring hope to you. Prophets are dealers in hope. Turners of captivity. We are helpers of your joy. We are bringers of peace. We are batters of possibilities. That when you look around and there is no hope, they say that this thing is incurable. They say nobody has survived this before. Then there is somebody that can say, bring him now to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel. That is hope. I have a case of one of our partners. When I heard the story, there were tears in my eyes. This lady was taken advantage of. Just once, she became HIV positive. She contracted HIV. And with tears in her, she was living until she met this young man. And you know, they were getting close. She was trying to push the young man away. And then finally settled and told her, look, so that you won't go further. I am HIV positive. Don't look for me again. Then he said, no, I will marry you. I said, marry me. I said, HIV, he said, I will marry you. He said, why? He said, because I know somebody. He said, I know somebody that once he prays for you, once he lays hands on you, this HIV will be a thing of the past. Such hope to a generation. It is a good thing to be in a generation and be able to say, I know somebody. Woe to that generation that does not have somebody that God has raised as a horn of salvation for a generation. Woe to that generation. We are dealers in hope. You know that thing that brings hope to people in meetings is supernatural. That thing that lights, that floods the atmosphere, that is as if any small light, any small spark will turn to a conflagration. It's supernatural. We are at immersion some months ago, explosive. And there was a lady that was AS, but wanted to get married. She stood up. She said, before this immersion ends, my general time must change. She gave her testimony Saturday night. Said, last night after the meeting, I went and did tests, and it came back that I'm AA. You bring hope to people. I am bringing hope to you tonight. I say I'm bringing hope to you tonight. That no matter how long it has been, no matter the name of the condition, that there is balm in Gilead here tonight. In the name of Jesus. That in the name of Jesus tonight, there are sudden turnarounds, remarkable takeovers, and amazing restorations. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Prophets turn captivity . There was a siege, and it was Elisha that was called. Not Harvard graduates. Because Harvard graduates have their place. Harvard graduates, they have their place when there is prosperity. Once there is no longer, once famine comes, as it is now, Harvard graduates have lost their job. It is prophets that must rise up. That's what scripture says. They didn't look for any prophet in Egypt until Pharaoh had that dream. That's when they started looking for Joseph. Before then, when there was no problem, Harvard graduates were sufficient. But as soon as there is famine, prophets must rise up. Because prophets are turners of captivity. Imagine explosive. The next day, we had some people come in. A man, his wife, and the brother-in-law. And the brother-in-law came in from Spain to attend the meeting. And he has his own part. I won't go there. I will go to the man. And then the man looked at me. Why he came for immersion was because the first immersion the wife came for, her life turned around. Then he too, he said, from Lagos, I must follow my wife. So he came for immersion explosive. Then he told me in a moving voice, he said, sir, next year I am 50. There is nothing to show. I am walking. There is nothing to show. I don't have a house. I don't have anything. I am struggling to live. He said, prophet, rise up, help me. That in particular is my area of specialty. We call it lifting power. Yeah. 2 weeks ago, I got a barrage of calls. And then I picked somebody else that was close to him. That now, I said, because I was in a function and there were dignitaries. And I said, this man, he has been trying to call you. I said, what? They said, he's in a good dilemma. But he says, before he takes the next step, he must talk to you. I said, he should write what he wants to say. He should write it and send it to me. So he wrote it and said, sir, that word you spoke has battered possibilities. The problem now is that there are two major companies that have offered me job. And in these jobs, one of those companies is servicing Shell. The other company, I'm the CEO, reporting to the CEO directly in that other company. And this is the, and if I mention these companies, you all know the companies. He said, so I wanted to know, which way do I go? I said, as they are coming, be taking it as it's coming. God is changing your story. Yeah. I say it's changing the story of your family. So in scriptures, we see three ways that possibilities come through the prophets. And number one way is through invocation. Prophets invoke and release spiritual forces to help you. Prophets are not here to advise you. No. We invoke spiritual forces to aid you. Invoke spiritual forces to aid you. And we invoke spiritual forces to stop the devil in his tracks. His invocation. The power in the mouth of a prophet is so heavy that of Balaam, God did not say, let him say what he wants to say. Anything he says is wawa. God did not say so. God had to go and twist his mouth. Because if he had invoked against them, it would have been an uphill task for them. The
problem is that many people might have said things to you. They might have cursed you. They might have limited you with their words. Prophet, swallow up those words that are against you and release new rivers of power concerning you. Blessed are those that have a prophet with their hands raised over them. Ah, they are blessed too. I used to sow to that man of God. But after what I read on news about how men of God are enjoying, I said my mother did not give birth to a mugu. Your mother did not give birth to a mugu, but that road you are going is a mugu road. You are living your life based on what you read on X, on Instagram, many of which are misinformation and disinformation. And you cannot even hold somebody responsible because there's nobody to tell you sorry when you say that they have been lying to you. Moses was on top of the mountain. Joshua was fighting. Moses did not raise his hand once. They had to keep his hands up perpetually for Joshua to have victory with the Amalekites. Perpetually. Blessed are those that have prophets with their hands raised over them perpetually. Perpetually. Perpetually over their lives. And as long as Moses' hands were raised up, there was victory. Anytime his hand came down, then the battle turned against them. And so they set him in a place and said, sir, just relax here. And then Aaron and all permanently held up his hands. And as long as his hands were lifted, victory was theirs. This is a secret of victory. This is a secret of victory. Invocation. I didn't say getting prophets as your prayer partners. Somebody say, do you know what is helping me now? What is helping me? They just told me to join a prayer group. And in that prayer group, this man of God is part of that prayer group. Oh boy, look, that won't help you. It can help your motions of prayer to learn to pray. That's not what we are talking about. Prophet is not your prayer partner. There are people that say that, I know my parents are praying over me. I know my parents, do something that will open their mouth towards you. That opening of mouth, when you do something that shifts their heart, that say, because of this, that is blessing, prophetic blessing. Isaac could have blessed Jacob, but he said, go and he told Esau, go and make me venison. Let my soul arise. You will be the one to make their souls arise. And it does not take long. It does not take long ago. Times of consistency with this thing before things start turning around. Where you are is not the best place you can be now. Where you are, there are people that their wilderness has turned to a fruitful field. They are giving testimonies, they are jumping. That's 10 years ago. But the fruitful field should become the accounted for a forest. Don't stay in places where you are the local champion. Go to places where you look outside and say, I've not started though. Then you know that you need prophetic help. For he said, the elders of the children of Israel, they builded and prospered through the prophesying, his invocation. Sepakayata. I had one of our partners, Kezania. He came from one of those immersions, I think exclusive, and then he said he sat down and he heard them giving. He said, I hear small boys calling million without respect. Say, is it million they are saying like this? And they are just calling small children. And they are just calling million, as if they are talking about Peter and Paul Mango. Then he made up his mind. He said, from here, I know what I'm going to do. The first thing he did, what I say, I will be listening to this man's messages every day. Let me tell you something about faith. Faith is different from believing. Until there is a corresponding action to believing, it's not faith yet. Because faith must have action attached to it. James says faith without works is dead. Actually, that works is corresponding action, because there is a corresponding action to faith. Faith is not just action, it's corresponding action. It's not that so and so did this thing and he got results. Me too, I should do that thing. That might not be the corresponding action to your faith. James says, you believe that there's one God. He didn't say you have faith that there's one. He said you believe. He says demons believe, but demons don't have faith. Hebrews 11, there is nobody whose name is mentioned there that an action is not mentioned with him or her. There is nobody that you just say, this one, he had faith. No. By faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. By faith also, Sarah received strength to conceive seed. There must be action to faith. Faith is not just like that. So that was his first action. I've been listening to the messages. And then after some time, the next year, he said, from now, I will be giving every month. He started 100,000. What I'm talking about is three, four years ago. There had never been a month that money failed. Then he started going up. He did it first year, 100, 100. There was no change. That's it, this thing I'm doing. I was telling some young men, I was telling them about the blessings of God in our lives. I told them, I said, we have been partnering with Kenneth Hagin since 1997, 26 years, without fail. The only thing is that the amount from $2 now is in thousands of dollars. That's the only difference. Partnering consistently with Kenneth Copeland since 1999, 24 years, without fail. The only difference is from $2 consistently every month, it has come to thousands of dollars. That's now, you know the difference between when you give and they say thank you for your gift, and then when you give and they follow up with special email and phone number and say thank you, you know that you're a substantial giver now. Personal email telling you this is special staff that is taking care of. Sir, do you have any prayer points? We want to help you in the place where. Something. You know, to get born again, you don't need to do anything. It's a free gift of God. But faith has a corresponding action. He did that for like 2 years. Then he got employment somewhere. Then from there, they moved into a major multinational company. This year, I got promoted. He was sharing his testimony. He said that this year, and if I mention that company, there is nobody here that does not, nobody here does not know that company. Everybody here. He said that this year, I got double promotion. It's double on the outside, but actually I was promoted 99 steps. He said, I have people from all the countries in Africa reporting to me. Faith has action now. But as long as you are doing that action, there is an invocation of blessing over you. He said, I've been giving. Keep at it. Keep at it. Things are turning in your favor. They are turning. Invocation. There was a young man. I don't know where he lives, because every meeting I was going for, he was there. I mean, Umuahia is there. I mean, Lagos is there. In Abuja, yeah, you will see him here. Everywhere I go, the only place he didn't follow me to was US. Until one day I said, you, what are you looking for? Where are you even based? Early this year, he sent me a message. He said, sir, I left secondary school 8 years ago. My family had written me off that there was nothing good about my life. He said, nobody wanted to have anything to do with me. He said that then I got a hold of your message. And they started coming round and round, coming for meetings all over the place. Coming here, coming there, coming there. Sir,
You are the answer to my mother's prayers for me. As I am speaking to you, I am in the UK doing my first degree on full scholarship. 8 years out of secondary school. I said, praise God, oh. Praise God, oh. Like 3 months later, he said, sir, I want you to rejoice with me. I just sold my first 1 million naira seed. This boy was roaming around, roaming around. Don't let anybody tell you that your life is over, that nothing good can come out of your life. If there is a prophet invoking over you, things are turning around for you. Pelatia, Zekele Katayana. Because many times when you come here, what we do is that we put blessing on you to go into the secular world and succeed. There are some people that say, hey, secular world is secular world. Here is here. Secular world, learn the sense of secular world. Yes, you should learn the sense of secular world. But if you think you can go bare-chested to the secular world, they will rubbish you and useless you. The people that are telling you that, I don't even know why people will believe such superstitions, you know, about things, you know, about juju, about suspect them. They are the ones that are going to the junction carrying calabash on their heads. But in the morning they will wear suits like this and be speaking for them. You must have help of the blessing even outside. The Bible says in Judges that the Judah, God helped the children of Judah. See the state there. He said God helped the children of Judah. But they could not displace those that were in the valley because their chariots was made out of iron. Those in the valley is talking about the secular world though. He said their chariots was made of iron. So you see people, the church is doing crusade here. We are doing, and we said that outside on the mountains, we are having victory. What of the secular world? They can't displace them all. They have chariots of iron. They have dug themselves deep. But then in Chronicles, a young prophet prophesied. He said that they have said that God is the God of the mountains, but not the God of the valleys. But as we are going now, you will see that God is not only the God of the mountains. That's what I'm prophesying to you. You will see that God is not only the God of church and manifestations in church, but that this blessing is speaking for you in the valley. Invocation. Hey, one young man. One of my young men, we finished immersion. He called me. He said, Daddy. I said, yes. He said, when is Otney? Outreach to the Northeast. I said, normally end of the year. He said, Daddy, I want to sponsor it. I said, oh boy. I said, no. We want people to be blessed. I said, no. He said, Daddy, it's instruction. There are people that know how to hear God when it's time to ask somebody for money. But they don't know how to hear God when it's time to sow seed. Hello? Sir, yes, sir. It's me, sir. Okay. No, sir. I'm using another number. This is not my normal number, sir. It's me, sir. Bolosko. Yes, sir. Sir, as I was praying today, I was singing that song. That song that you sang during that program. That's very spiritual. As I was singing it, the Lord, I kept hearing your name, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, I need money. I need like 50K urgently, sir. But it's your name that just kept coming. But when God says that 5K, no. I love you, Lord. I love you, Dad. He told me, sir, his instruction. I said, Kai, this is hard. I will think about it. While I was thinking, to start with, he sent 20 million. I said, sir, 20 million. He said, sir, anything that is left,
I will pay. He said, sir, please, don't reduce your hand. Because I know Orkney is big. Don't reduce your hand, though. I know you stand. Don't reduce your hand. Spend, tell it, spend as much as your heart wants to spend. I will cover everything. I was telling him, I said, nobody said, we might get money. We get plenty of money now. 1 month later, he called me. It's not that he had so much. That was sacrificial to him. He called me. He said, sir, 1 week after that, I sent that money. Somebody came and was coming around and told me, let's go to a particular place together. We went to the place together. As I entered this car, I said, wow, wow, wow. This your Alox is different. A new Alox, but it was custom built. He said, yeah, it's a new one. It's custom built. It costs like 40-something million. So they drove. When he drove to go and drop him in his house, he came out from the car and gave him the key. I said, it's yours. He said, ah, for what? He said, no, use it. Ha. He said, okay, thank you. God bless you. Thank you. The next week, somebody carried him and said, ah, can you just follow me somewhere? He said, let's go. They went to Asokoro. When they got to Asokoro, he got to an estate in Asokoro. He saw some plots of land. The estate agent who was there was saying that, I'm thinking of us taking, he turned to him and said, I'm thinking of us taking two to Abi. Let's take two plots. Ah. In his mind, he said, two plots. Not in Dawakio. In Asokoro. He said, let's take two. Beside each other, I just take two, then the next two plus, not even one plus. By faith, he said, yes, 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 yes. He said, okay. He told the agent, he said, just two plus, and do the papers. He said, okay. As they were driving, the man brought out an envelope. He was just pretending there. He had already bought the two plots. He gave him the papers. That's just two. There are others. Just an act of faith. An act of faith. But there are others that are there assuming that, if God just slapped me with 10 million like this, if God just, you will be a daydreamer. Because faith has corresponding actions. Say, the blessing is speaking for me. The blessing is speaking over me. In the name of Jesus. Number two, intervention. Intervention. Prophets come for intervention. That means that when things don't seem to be going right, suddenly God shortens the distance between you and the prophet to intervene in your life. To make things turn around. And that is why we say that prophetic word. There are sudden turnarounds. Are you sleeping? I said there are sudden turnarounds. Remarkable takeovers. And amazing restorations. What no man can do. Prophetic power will bring it to pass. I was in the church beginning of this year. And after the meeting, powerful meeting, you know, I was in the pastor's office in Lagos. And they were coming in. There was a couple that came in. And in fact, at a point, it was the pastor's wife that was sending for all the people that had dangerous challenges. He whispered and said, shh, pastor's wife, that one. Go and bring them. They are gone. Call them. Let them come back. Let them come here. So, this couple came in. As I prayed for them, the power of God came upon them. As they stood up, I saw them crying. I turned. I said, your joy has come. The woman had surgery like 2 years before and she was bleeding continuously. An ordinary bleeding. She will bleed until she faints. They will rush her to the hospital, give her blood, bring her back again. She was permanently with pads in her bag. That was February this year. In August, she was telling somebody what had happened. That pad that was there in her bag in February was still in her bag.
That was the last time she needed it. That's prophetic intervention. He's intervening in your life today. He's intervening in your family today. In the name of Jesus. Imagine we had somebody coming and he didn't even talk. That was Saturday night. He came in by the side. He came with his family inside the lounge. And there were like 7 or 8 of them. They were together. And I just went towards them. They knelt down. I didn't know what their problem was. They had been around. They had spent a year in the UK. Their daughter was sickle cell. I didn't pray for her, especially because I just spoke and said, God bless you. And may this grace that opens doors in high places and works apostolic wonders, may he speak for you. Saturday night, Monday, they were giving a testimony. The daughter was sickle cell. They had gone for tests. She was AA genotype. Intervention. God is breaking into the cycles of failure of your life. Oh. We have many of these stories. I got an invitation. There was a lady beginning of this year. Was it this year? Exclusive January. During the break, we are going to restroom. The lady just met me. I said, sir, I want to go to Harvard. You know, it's different when someone says, I want to go to Kasua. They say, I want to go to Harvard. Sister, you are talking against her. I'm not talking against Harvard. If you have opportunity to go to Harvard, go there. I am saying that Harvard is good, but Harvard does not have answers for famine. Before I could say anything, I uttered it. I said, you are going. I said, you are going there. He said, hey, sir, that means you have faith. You don't understand prophetic ministry. Oh. Prophetic ministry, the power is in the saying. It's in the saying. It's not as much as whether the prophet believes it. As long as breath can come into his voice. And he says it. The Bible says, and he carried me, Ezekiel. He said, he carried me to a valley of dry bones. And he says, and lo, they were very dry. And then God asked him. He said, can these bones live? He said, God, only you. That is the diplomatic and political way of saying, Oga, this one passed my power. But then God did not say, Kai, since you don't really believe it can happen, let me look for somebody else. No. Prophetic breath is the answer to impossibilities. I told her you are going. No? About a month or two later, she sent me a message and sent me her admission from Harvard. She said, sir, I've gotten the admission, as you said, though. The problem now is the money. God does not bring to the path and not cause to bring forth. God does not cause to bring forth and shut the womb. God does not cook, and then the aroma will be all over. You'll be smelling it. You'll be saying, Kai, when this food is done. I say, where's the food? He says, it's finished. God does not do that. I said, this same prophetic breath that brought the admission is bringing the money. Long and short, in another 3-4 months, she was in Harvard. She's there now. She sent back to me. She said, sir, this is our year of supernatural favor. I don't know how to tell people that I got 75 million naira to come to this Harvard. Because in the midst of all this, when this was happening, that is when exchange rate started skyrocketing. You know? But the prophetic word is greater than exchange rate. I remember when we were building our first house. That was when, for the first time, that was 2015, 2016. That was when exchange rate was running towards 500 then. Instead of us to be thankful, we are grumbling. You see where we are now? Okay. Somebody came and said, who builds in the midst of recession? It's God that builds in the midst of recession. The elders
of the children of Israel builded and prospered by the prophesying, not by the exchange rate. There are some of you, next year you are dedicating your houses. I say next year you are coming here dedicating your houses. Dedicating your houses. To you, exchange rate will be nothing but a number. It will be nothing but a figure. Next year you are coming here dedicating your houses. In the name of Jesus. She said, sir, last week she sent me a message, sir, that was not the only desire of my heart. During that time too, I wanted to get married. But I said, since God has done this one for me, I should not over, what's the name? Long and short, this December, I'm getting married. That time I wanted to get married, there was no bubble inside too. But the prophetic word brought the bubble. The Bible says, he is the God that calls a ravenous bird from the east. The man that executes his word from a far country. Things are changing for you. Interventions usually look like action movie. But they don't always have the efficacy of the actor. And this is the reason why many people have been discouraged. Because when the prophet told them to strike, they struck once, they struck twice, they struck thrice, and they got tired. Keep striking. Keep striking. Many of the testimonies that we see people giving is because we don't have too much time. We have 3 minutes, 5 minutes. If they tell you how many times they were striking, because repeated striking is a sign of faith. If you know that God has given you the city, you will not be tired of challenging the status quo. I just got to a place, it did not work. It cannot not work with the prophetic word. Sent words are working miracles for you. One of our journalists, that she was our partner, and she was doing all the best she could, and you know, she was looking for placement, very good journalist, and she had work here, you know, work here, and then was it this year or last year, she said that she was going for an interview for Aso Rock to become part of the media, what's the name, top media person in Aso Rock. You know, she put her hopes that prophetic words have come, supernatural favor, but she didn't get it. She gave her, she said that I didn't get it. I said, sent words don't die. If God shuts a door in front of me, that was not my door. That means that there is a better door. About 2 months ago, she sent me a message. She said, this international, you all know them, this international news media agency has employed me. He said, my salary now is 90 million per annum. Minus all the privileges, with global health insurance anywhere in the world, all those things, 90 million per annum. Be tenacious. If the word has come to me, I will stay with this word though. This word must work. I will keep striking. Until the prophet himself is the one that will say it is enough. You are striking tonight too. Forget that one that they have told us to pray before. We have been praying, Strength has come to you today. When it's time to pray, you will pray with the whole of your heart. There are places to take now. There are places to take. There are sectors to dominate. There are miracles that you must bath here tonight. And the third thing, the first one is what? Invocation of blessing. The second one is what? Intervention. The third one is impartation. Invocation requires honor. Intervention requires tenacity. Tenacity. They told the woman, where are you going to meet the prophet? Is everything okay? He said, it is well. tenacity, and then impartation. May the same things you are seeing, the testimonies you are hearing here, be replicated in your lives. A young man came for a meeting in Makurdi, middle of the year. The power of God came upon him. When the power of God came upon him, he said it was as if a nuclear reactor went off inside him. He left the meeting. Nuclear reactor was still there. Until the nuclear reactor drove him to madman in the street. Not ordinary madman. You know, there are madmen that are talking to themselves, are going. They are the ones that people are running away from them. He's that kind. Raving madman. I met the madman and cast out the evil spirit. Got him a haircut, dressed him up. The madman was intelligent enough to tell him, this is where I am. And they went, and he settled in church now. He still gave his testimony last month at a meeting we had in Sapele. Impartation. That means that it's not just that you are hearing stories. God is using your hands for the miraculous. God is doing these same things to you. That's impartation. The reason Joshua had wisdom was because Moses had laid hands on him. And that's why I said, blessed are those over whose lives prophet's hands are raised. Whether for invocation, for intervention, or for what? Impartation. One of my young men was giving the testimony, and he was seeing this kind of miracles, lifting power miracles. There was a lady in his church, and that lady finished HND. Has not done postgraduate diploma. HND. If you heard this lady, the mother is a puff seller in Ibadan. When she speaks, Yoruba accent. When she writes, there's Yoruba accent. And came to the church and was faithfully giving. It didn't take long ago. She was trying to do master and then saw an opening. Opening for what? Opening for PhD in the US. With full scholarship. And they said this is a pilot project. And they were giving it to her HND. And they told her this is a pilot project. They did video interview for her. She did video interview. I said, how did this girl pass video interview with Americans? You know, when you are talking to Britons understand Nigerian English. When they hear, they will reply you. Americans will say, I know you're speaking English, but I don't know what you're saying. And they heard that accent. She's there doing PhD now. Fully paid for. Fully sponsored. They showed that video as she landed in the US. Bouncy, looking around. God is good. Meanwhile, there are other people fighting government. Oh, no, this HND and BSc dichotomy must be solved. Lay hold on prophetic power. I am seeing some of you. Your stories are changing dramatically. Dramatically. Your stories are changing dramatically. Impartation. One of my young men is a pilot. He just went abroad, just finished flying, just became a pilot. Two phases. The ground phase, he came first. The flying phase, he came first. Abroad, he sent me a moving message. He said, Daddy, since I was born, I have never come first in anything. Look at my... He said, since I was born, sir, I have never come first in anything. Nobody has even looked in my direction. I said, this place I am here with people with first-class brains, first-class degrees. but to show that it's not a fluke. The first phase I came first. The second phase, the flying phase I came first. That's impartation. God is exalting your horn. God is exalting your horn. No. God is exalting your horn. He's making you higher than the kings of the earth. Don't let people use theories. When prophetic power is present, protocols are suspended. You see your problem? Your problem is that you are trying to use your faith for something that is bigger than this. No, faith does not go in degrees like that. Another time we will teach how that aspect of faith. Have you believed God for a bicycle? Now you want to believe God for a car. It is no. That's not how faith works. Did you believe God for a bicycle before you got to a car? Me, I didn't believe God for a bicycle. I don't get bicycle before I get cow. And then you make you look and say, faith is, oh boy, when prophetic power is present, there are leaps of faith. Do you understand? Because faith does not deal with the mundane. Faith is spiritual. Prophet or else, you see, this is why people pride in their faith, because they feel you are in that lower class. I am in a higher class. Oh boy, people can come here like somebody. People can come here and live here with airline. And yet, they are entering Okada around. I told one of my young men this. He went to his church and said, faith is for possibilities. Faith is not ladder. Faith is for possibilities. One of the young men that was in his church, just about 28 years old, that works in the construction industry. Somebody saw him. Somebody he knew before they had worked with him. This guy was a jazzed up man. And jazzed up, you know that this one is a marabout commander. He called him, they talked. He said, where are you working now? He said, I have people I want to introduce you to. Then he went. And they introduced him. I won't call the name so. Introduced him to this one. Introduced him to that one. Introduced him to that one. They said, we want to give you a contract. But start with this road. Within Abuja. Yeah. Say, start with this small one. Let's see. He did it well. The next contract they were giving, $117 billion. And throughout all this, the man was telling him, I don't know why I'm doing this for you. Because but you're a Christian. But I don't know. He says space is made for you in tight places. And ancient doors are opening unto you into exclusive circles. Loins of kings are loose for you in the name of Jesus. That the man is telling you that I don't know why I'm doing this for you. I don't know why I'm, you are even the last person. But let's go. Somebody else wants to see you. Somebody else, this senator wants to see you. That one wants to see you. That one wants to see you. And it's a conglomeration of people that are working that are now saying, I think we can trust this young man. Things are changing for you. And the Lord says, in the midst of dryness, in the place of dryness, in the land where there is no water, a bountiful harvest. For in famine you will laugh. A bountiful harvest. For my angels have gone whispering to kings and loosening their loins. Princes' hearts are open to them. The Lord is bringing wisdom, the wisdom of the ancients, into your heart. And breaking the land open unto you. Doors of opportunities are open. And many of them are opening and shutting immediately you enter. But they were designed to only admit you by the grace and the mercy of God. In the midst of dry land, they are growing, says God. Bountiful harvest. And the redeemed of the Lord are coming back again to Zion with sheaves in their hands. And their baskets overflowing, says the Spirit of the living God. As we are praising Him, those crops are growing. As you are praising him, answers are coming. As you are rejoicing, there are turnarounds. Rejoice!
You have been listening to the Visionary of Manifold Grace Ministries, a God breath ministry with a mandate to lift believers into new levels of victory via the teaching of the word of faith and the release of the supernatural. To partner with us or to download more messages, visit www.manifoldgraceministries.org. You can follow us on social media at Manifold Grace Ministries. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Manifold Grace Ministries. God loves you.